Hello and welcome to the first episode of our new podcast. We haven't really come up with a title for it yet. On this podcast, we're just going to be talking about anything that comes to our minds. We want you guys to have an insight in what's going on in our minds. And maybe you guys can interact in the comment section or on Instagram. But we're just going to be talking here. I'm Doug Latuca with Ben Dixon. Liam Paris is here as well. And Mike Garafa. So there's really no outline for this.
Yeah, I mean,
we're just going after it.
I just want to say before we start, we're not abandoning the What If show. It's a great show. It'll be there in the future. But we have to give you a little sneak peek here. Didn't want to wait until Monday.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good show. And you know what? We thought of the idea, actually, Andrew, our other man who's been on the podcast and maybe on this show in the future. He actually gave us the idea, you know, why don't we just talk about stuff? People want to hear things that are going on in our lives. I mean, we just started talking about some stories on Monday, and we just started laughing, and we were like, this would be great. So it's a fun thing, and it'll be a good thing, good show.
Yeah, it should be good. As you guys know, we did the Theory Cast for a little bit. That was our Monday slot. We weren't too thrilled with that show, so we've decided to replace it with the Just Talking. We'll come up with a beautiful intro music and a nice picture for the website and a title. But right now, we're just going to stick with Just Talking. So TheoryCast is gone, and the Sports What If show will normally continue to be on Thursdays. We just wanted to get the this show going today. So let's start off with...
Let's talk about you. How was your Florida trip?
My Florida trip was outstanding. Miami, it's 85 and sunny every day. I'm on the beach from 10 to 6 p.m. I mean, it just doesn't get better than that. You wake up, you have your two free vouchers that you get because it's Marriott. So my dad's a big member at Marriott, I don't know, with the credit card and whatever.
Right.
So he's got points going on. He has rewards. We have the two free breakfast vouchers. My sister and my mom usually don't really eat breakfast, so we got the two free breakfasts from the buffet. We're going up, get dressed, go right to the beach, get your four lounge chairs, your umbrella. We're chilling right there. You got a couple friends that came down as well. Great days on the beach there. Then we had so we were on the beach. You come up. We went to the hot tub first, soak in the hot tub for 15 minutes, almost passed out in there a couple times.
You know, oh, boy.
You got to be careful in those hot tubs. It gets really hot. and then we made a trip to the adult pool, which was a great space.
The adult pool?
So there's two pools.
What makes it different?
There's the kid and adult pool, which is filled with piss. Very, very warm. Extremely warm. Then you go to the adult pool.
I mean, it is Miami.
And I mean, I don't even think it was
just
heated.
Not as much
it just,
piss
it's
in that
sun
one.
Heated and
it's just
it
manlier.
Was so refreshing in there. The water would pour over the sides and into the filter kind of. So it was like
a waterfall
kind of on the ends.
Sounds
and
electric.
And then it would refilter. It would, I mean, the temperature was perfect. Oh, what a trip.
So food, it filters the
food,
pee out for you.
Food, we went for dinners, we went 6 for $6, me and my dad, meal-wise. Did not miss a single dinner. It was, we crushed it. My dad picked perfect places, and it just couldn't have been any better.
Well,
it was outstanding.
What was your favorite dinner out of all six?
Okay. So we went to this Italian restaurant. I think we were in South Beach, so near where the Heat play. Around there, called Il Gabbiano's or something like that.
Five stars?
That might have been the best Italian meal I've ever had. Maybe the best meal I've ever
had.
What'd
you have?
Wow.
What'd you order?
Chicken parm. But
That's not Italian.
Love
no, but
parm.
It was the appetizers were outstanding. The meal itself was outstanding. The service was sick. My dad asked the waiter for black pepper. This guy goes in a full sprint, gets the pepper, gets the Parmesan, and he runs up to the table, puts it right on the meal, and my dad is feasting.
That's
right
a great
away.
Service.
This was
yeah, I mean,
they had 20 guys in white coats running around.
Wow.
I mean, the service was great for you in Florida. When I was in Puerto Rico over the break, horrendous service.
Wow.
They just take their sweet time. I mean, you're in Puerto Rico.
You're
Come
in Puerto
on.
Rico.
You know, it's not like New York. New York, it's quick. Everything's in and out. You know, they try to get you in, get you out. Here, they're very lackadaisical. I mean, can you guys hurry it up? I'm waiting. I'm starving.
Yep.
I mean, on vacation here. I don't I need to wait you. A half hour for my salad to be ready or for my drink to be ready.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, the funny thing is, like what you said, I mean, it's an Italian place. Clearly, it's not a very Italian place.
No, it is. But they didn't even have chicken parm on the menu, but they made it for me.
Oh, okay. All right.
That makes sense. Still the best chicken parm I've ever had.
That's great. I mean, I love chicken parm. I mean, it's a good food. My girlfriend yells at me for eating it because she yells it's not Italian. But, I mean, like, I love it.
It is what it is. It's outstanding. But with that chicken parm, you know how you usually get, like, a pasta side,
ooh,
right? Mm-hmm. You get that maybe, like, spaghetti on the side with a sauce. I got an angel hair with arrabbiata sauce on it.
That sounds
Do you
amazing.
Know what that is, Liam?
I've had
it's like spicy marinara. It's hot marinara.
I don't even know how it is.
Usually don't eat that spaghetti, right? Yeah. It's just like there.
It's just there.
I ate the whole thing.
I prefer penne, but
it was too good not to eat. Yeah. It's like it wasn't even like an add-on to the dish. It was just part of the dish.
Okay.
It was outstanding. I mean, they had a pasta and sauce making station in front in the back of the restaurant, but in front of like all the tables can see. They're cooking up sauces in your pasta fresh right in front of you.
Wow.
I mean, it doesn't get better than that. It was really outstanding. Also, had a great steak at Prime 112. Just all the other meals were outstanding as well.
You'll love to see that.
It was really just a brilliant trip. Dad, you did a great job, Dad.
I mean, that's great. I know, Ben, I'm sure you've got some Puerto Rico stories. I mean, how could you not?
I mean, yeah, it was a good time. Very nice hotel we were staying at on the beach all day. Nice little Ben and Jerry's right next to the beach.
Nice.
Hit that up a couple times. There was a strip in the town, San Juan. Some good food there. Surprisingly, the Chinese food was outstanding.
Really?
I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan of Chinese food?
No,
oh, my.
I don't know why. I just don't. It's not
why
my
not?
Favorite.
What,
I don't know.
What's the reason behind that?
Like, when I was younger, I think my mom one time bought, like, this bad Chinese food for my first ever Chinese experience. Or, like, we ordered from a really horrible place that they hated. And it was my first time ever eating Chinese. And it kind of just, like, gave a bad taste in my mouth. You know, like, it's like those things. Like, you'll eat it for the first time and it's just awful. So you just can't enjoy it after that. I don't know why.
Well, I think we're going to have to give you a second chance on that.
Yeah. Because Chinese is
extraordinarily good.
Mike, I've had it recently.
I'll bring you in a dish of General Chow's.
Okay. I wouldn't say I have genuine Chinese food. Like, if someone asks, like, you want Chinese food, I'd be like, yeah, can I get, like, chicken and broccoli? Like,
yeah, I'm not getting anything crazy. We're not going squid or octopus on my dish.
I like calamari. Calamari's good.
Well, that's
it's good. Yeah.
But it has to be breaded. On top
it has to be breaded.
Fried.
Of course. No, fried. Dude.
Yeah.
You know, same, right.
Yeah.
Same sort of.
This has become a food podcast.
No, but I'm not. No, I like it. Chicken and broccoli is my go-to with an egg roll. White rice has to be involved.
You know, I like that.
You got to get white rice. You got to get some fried
okay,
rice.
I'm a white rice guy.
Bring a little egg into it.
No, I like that. I like to drip the sauce from the chicken and broccoli onto the white rice, get a little mixture going on. That's my
You know, I like that kind of stuff. It's just like, I mean, like the over-the-top stuff, like what you said. Some things that are Chinese food I just don't really like. But, like, I like chicken. I have chicken and rice and, you know, like fried rice, phenomenal. So some things are good, but, like, I don't know. Just overall, when I hear the word Chinese food, it's not good. But when I hear the individual things, I'm like, ooh, that sounds good. So I don't know.
Yeah,
my brain.
And Doug, I agree with you there. When you get your meal, some sort of chicken or whatever, and then you get the white rice on the side, you got to mix it up a little bit. Add some more flavor to the rice, and you eat them together sometimes. It's just
great. You got to incorporate that rice into the meal. Makes it 100 times better. That's how it goes.
Rice is very underrated.
It is.
Severely. Incredibly. I mean, it's...
Alone, it's not great. Together,
yeah.
It's a perfect match.
If you don't have rice in your Chipotle bowl, what are you doing?
Exactly. White rice, though.
Like, no, yeah, of course.
Well, have you ever had the brown rice?
Never.
No.
Exactly.
Or will
so
I?
You don't know.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I know.
I'm aware.
No, I don't want it.
Wait. There's something I do want to talk about, though. A little separate from Chinese food yesterday. Obviously, big day here in Hills West. A little dodgeball tournament. Doug, we had a great battle out there.
We did have a great battle. Round one, solid win for my team. Came down.
Wait,
to
you guys weren't on the same team?
No, we were not separate teams. We had two squad teams.
That's interesting.
So no, they were the runners up last year. So we didn't want to break up the chemistry.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
So we made our own team last minute. And the first game we played a makeshift team. So it's supposed to be four girls, four boys.
They had seven boys
and one girl. I think I don't know how they did it, but we came down to the final. The final couple minutes of the round, it was 2-on-2 up to the 3-point line. And I don't know, we just started trading throws, I guess. Eventually, he threw one at me. He missed, and I got them both.
You lacerated him.
So, yeah, that was a fun time. I think it became, was it one-on-one against me and that kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, it ended up being, it was two-on-two with me and another kid, and then they both got out, and then,
the rest
I think,
was history.
Yeah, then I think I got him out on the way back. So, round two was squad versus squad. It was the defending runners-up against my newer team.
That had to be a fun time.
This is one of the most electric dodgeball games of all time.
It was really, really outstanding. I mean, great action throughout. Ended up two-on-two again, three-point line.
Who was in the two-on-two?
Nicholas Skaggs.
And Benjamin
Dude,
Dixon.
What an outstanding dodgeball Big player
Ben.
He is. Yeah. Very good. Very,
well, I mean,
and
he's
Benjamin,
got that arm.
Benny right here. Very underrated dodgeball player.
Sleeper.
You know, you almost kind of hide. You kind of blend yourself in, and then you just start firing away
and
with that
just
third
pops
baseman
out at
arm.
The right moment.
Yep.
That's just, yeah, that's just, that's been in every sport.
But that's what happens when you go to camp. Sleepaway camp. Dodgeball teaches you how to
it's
be
a big,
strategic.
Big game at camp.
Thank you.
It was like you last night. You dropped like 15 points out of nowhere on the 3-point line. I was like, where is this coming from? Just
well,
at the
come
end
on.
Of the
this
game.
Guy's an electric shooter.
He is. I'm just saying, like, out of nowhere, he dropped like 5 in a row. I was like, Ben. I was like, come on.
He's on fire.
Yeah.
Ben had a great Bang. Day. Ben, you had a great day.
Dude, you would have that fire thing in the top left
yeah,
corner
yeah, yeah,
on,
yeah.
On
the,
NBA.
The takeover in 2K in my career. But I just want to say that game last night, Liam obviously on the squad, Garofalo on the squad. We got robbed. I mean, come
we
on.
We got robbed.
That may have been the best game we played all
Wait,
year.
Wait, so we're moving on, I thought.
No, the
you
other
want me to finish the dodgeball story?
Yeah, go ahead. Just a little quick interruption here. And then
of course,
because
I heard it was a good game last night. Robbed.
Maybe the best game we played all season.
It was the best team.
The other team, a bunch of Chaminade kids, I think. They're a travel team. Very good. I don't know why they're in the
best
league.
Best team in the league.
But the best player played 35 out of the 40 minutes.
And you're only allowed to play 20 out of 40.
I think it's because they're a travel team.
He played the whole second half.
They probably don't care about the rules. They just do whatever they want.
They can't do
it's unacceptable.
Tough loss for us, though.
It was. We played very, very well, and that. I mean, we came close to those guys. That means we can win.
That
we
loss
could.
Should be retracted from their record, and they should be thrown out of.
Yeah,
the
there should be a little.
It's
asterisk.
Unacceptable. You're not following
Tell
the rules.
Tell that to Dennis the Menace.
Dennis is the man.
I know Dennis.
He's the man.
He is.
He's the man. Sometimes he overlooks some stuff, but I mean,
well, whatever. Back to the dodgeball story. 2-on-2, Skaggs and Ben against me and Casey Brugna. Shout out to Casey. We've had him on the podcast before.
Big Brooks.
But I don't really know how he got out. Did Skaggs throw a ball? And I think he dropped the ball that he had
Maybe.
In his
yeah,
hand.
He yeah. dropped the ball
so that's what happened. So it was a 2-on-1 with me and Ben and Skaggs. And I believe I threw,
that's a bunch of baseball
I threw the ball at Skaggs. Casey was out like right when I threw it. So then Skaggs came charging towards me at midcourt. He throws one. I block it up in the air with my ball. The second one I block over my head again. And then I'm on the ground, on my back. Skaggs is standing over me. He throws one. I move my left shoulder just out of the way. Hits off the ground. I get up. Start chasing Skaggs, hit him right in the back, but then Ben was standing right there.
Attaboy,
to,
Ben.
To clean up
Ben
the mess.
To finish the job.
Attaboy.
And then they went on to win the championship. So congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Runners up last year, champions this year. It doesn't get much better
that's
than
consistency.
That.
That's consistency. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Ben,
you know,
it's
a way
to
go out. To charity, too. That's
Correct.
A big part of it.
It's a way to go out, you know? Great way.
I mean, that's Ben, dark horse. That's a way to. You got three baseball guys there. I mean, Ben, you had your long arm from third base. Skaggs is a cannon. You do too.
By the way, Brian was a huge out in that game. Brian's legit,
dude.
He's legit.
Guy's great hands.
He does.
Similar to Gerald, though. if you play football, it's easier because you know you're used to catching that football, which is coming in at you pretty hot.
Yeah.
Dodgeball's tough. You got to know how to catch the ball.
I mean,
or at least use the ball. That you have is strategy to knock away another throw from the opposing team.
Brian got good hands and a pretty good head too. Last night in our game, someone threw a ball and hit Brian right in the head, bounced right off. He was that thing solid as a rock. I mean,
yes,
right in the noggin.
It was quite the. It was easily 40 miles an hour.
He's
right
still smarter than us. So
still very low key, but it was quite the rock in his head. I was very impressed.
Liam, similar to the shot you took in practice on Monday. I'm sorry about that. It was a loose ball. I went to slap it out of the air.
Oh, God.
I actually hit Liam in the face once in basketball. Also.
Yeah, that's just what happens. My
a very hittable face.
You got to keep your head in the game, you know?
It seems like
my head was in the game. I was just
Can we get a cue on the head in the game from High School Musical right now?
I'm saying this is what you're doing.
I'll try.
Let's add that.
I'll try. We might get copyrighted for that, so I'm gonna stay away.
I'm sorry.
But it seems like the people with glasses get hit in the head in basketball the most. Because, like, honestly,
yeah, it's not very fun. I don't like it.
I hate it.
Have your glasses ever broke?
No, never.
No, if they do, then it's hands.
Facts. Dude, that happened. I was in fifth grade. This kid on the other team, he got his on my team, actually, his glasses broke. He walked off the court. He was crying, but he was ready to punch someone in the face. I was like, wow. That's
why I wear contacts during the game, because if something happens during the game, it's hands, and I don't want that to happen.
Talking about something that broke in camp once, we were playing deck hockey, and I believe there was a face-off, and I stepped on a kid's stick by accident, and I just snapped it in half.
Wow.
And he was so mad at me. He was, like, throwing the stick at me, yelling at me.
At Roger Clemens.
The boys' head counselor.
You got to calm down a little bit. Come on.
The head counselor was getting involved, like, said that I would never be in varsity because I had bad sportsmanship just from, like, that
That's
event.
That's ridiculous.
And I was like, duty. I don't know what you're talking about. That doesn't make any sense. And, by the way, I'm in varsity. So, so that clearly didn't have an effect on anything.
You rose above the odds.
And, Doug, we're talking about broken glass here. We rewind back to seventh grade. Here.
Wait, broken glass?
No, we're talking about broken things.
Broken things.
No, but we started with the glass.
We did. Okay, go.
We go back to seventh grade, a little baseball practice in the Candlewood Yard. I don't know what you're going to call it. We weren't on the field. Doug was hitting BP to the whole team, hitting rockets, one straight through the window. It was one of the greatest things I've ever seen. And you got that ball at the end of the season signed by everyone. Correct?
I still have that ball.
That's great. I heard that story. I remember hearing about it.
Signed by everybody. We also, that season, was it that season or was it the last season where we got the ball signed at the end of the year and gave it out? Sorry for that little voice crack.
That might have been seventh grade because I don't remember.
It was. So we got the ball signed and gave it to, I believe, Genesee at the end of the season. We had a good year. We beat Comac. Which was an upset.
I think you beat Comac both years.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we swept them.
Skaggs
was it seventh grade? We beat him 2-1. Max Jacobs down the line.
That was seventh. Max didn't play in eighth.
Don't know if it's fair. Don't know if it's fair. Don't know if it's foul. But all I know is that Candlewood Middle School got the win.
And a lot of complainers there on the Comac side.
Yes,
I remember Skaggs had his walk off down the right field line in eighth grade. I think that might have been against Comac too. It was a ground ball right past me. I was the first base coach, right down the first base line. And I remember him running to first. I was the first person to greet him. It was a great moment.
It's good stuff. But
we killed those fools in eighth grade, though.
Yes.
we did.
I just mentioned that little voice crack, as you guys heard. That was from me going to the Ranger game last night.
Oh, that's why your voice.
Tough 4-3 loss in overtime.
They're okay.
And the reason why my voice is not really fully...
Not Doug today.
...at its normal Doug volume is...
We're at the volume. It's just the tone.
Yeah, it's a little raspy today. In overtime, Kucherov, one of the better players on Tampa Bay, an elite goal scorer, point producer, had the puck, gave it off to the defenseman Victor Hedman, hit one of our players, which is called, it's pretty much a pick play. What he did was a pick play. Could have been called, most likely would have been called interference. And then Hedman came right in untouched and scored to win it in overtime. So I had some words for the referee.
Oh, boy.
So that's why I do not have a voice today. Not happy with that. Clearly a missed call. And the referee who was standing right there was atrocious the whole night. I sat in those seats, the seats I was in for the second and third, for those two periods. And he was awful.
Wow.
I mean, the weakest calls I had ever seen. And they were power plays for the Rangers, and I was calling them the weakest. I mean, it was embarrassing. He should have not been paid last night. That referee did not deserve to be paid. They should look over that film and determine that he should not be paid. Because that's embarrassing.
Fair. Best team in the league, though.
Yeah.
They had a chance.
Took him to overtime. 4-3. Loss. I think that's 10 straight for Tampa Bay. I mean, that's impressive.
Yeah, they're outstanding.
Hopefully they win the cup. I'll take that first rounder.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for tonight's Isles game. Got Johnny T coming back to town. Crowd should be the most electric it's just been since the Islanders have returned to the
barn.
I'm just hoping my Penguins make the wild card this year. We're not producing like we should be.
You'll get there. Don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry about
Crosby,
it.
You have Crosby, Malkin. You got a good goalie. Defense is a little shaky right now. A couple injuries in the back end. But you guys will figure it out.
Blue hockey.
And hopefully. I actually heard that Tavares might have not been making the trip. I heard that was a rumor.
Yeah,
but
no, he is.
I heard that he received some death threats.
No way.
So they weren't he wasn't gonna make the trip.
I actually know about that. That's impressive because I know nothing about hockey. So that's interesting.
Yeah, somebody sent me something. I think it said he wasn't gonna make the trip to Long Island because of death threats, but you'd expect him to be in the lineup and producing.
He'll be in attendance.
So, yeah.
And he's going to get killed by the crowd, too. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, he's going to be verbally assaulted by the attendance. There's another one.
Number two.
By the attendance level at the barn tonight. So that does it for our first show of the Just Talking podcast.
If you have any good names, please let us know.
Yeah, drop some comments down for us, and we'll figure it out. Just want to thank Mr. Doxy, Mr. Ashuti, the administration, Dr. Catapano, everyone that's involved here, and a special thanks to the class of 2016 for their generous donation for our podcast setup. For Mike Garofa, Liam Paris, Benjamin Dixon, I am Douglas Latuca. Have a great rest of your day. We will see you on another podcast.